Good morning, everyone. Today is the 21st of March, 2018, Wednesday morning. And we're working through the Psalms. And Psalm 28 says, "Unto thee will I cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest if thou be silent to me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplications when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hands toward thy holy oracle. Draw me not away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbors, but mischief is in their hearts. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness of their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hands. Render them their desert. Second Timothy 4:14 would be a good passage to look up. Because they regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplications. Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him. I have helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiceth. And with my song will I praise him. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever." Ezra 1:4 is a complimentary verse there. I find it interesting that the psalmist says, because they regard not the works of the Lord nor the operation of his hands, he shall destroy them and not build them up. And when I read that, I was thinking of all of those who were touters of the doctrines of free will rather than the doctrines of sovereign grace. Because that's exactly what they do. They regard not the works of the Lord, nor the operations of his hands. Also, I find it really interesting when he says, the Lord is their saving strength. He is the saving strength of his anointed. That's particular redemption. And then he also says, save thy people and bless thine inheritance. Particular redemption. Well, let's go on to Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty, give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon, and he maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Sharon like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forest, and in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood, yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Again, we see the same theme again. He doesn't say the Lord will give strength unto everybody. He doesn't say the Lord will bless everybody. but it's a particular blessing to his people. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. God will not share his glory with another. Now in Psalm 30, he says, I will extol thee, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up and hast not made my foes to rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. O Lord, thou hast brought up my soul from the grave. That's quickening. Thou hast kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. That's preservation. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, for his anger endureth but a moment. In his favor is life. It's the unmerited favor of God. In his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And in my prosperity I said, I shall never be moved. Lord, by thy favor thou hast made my mountain to stand strong. Thou didst hide thy face, and I was troubled. I cried to thee, O Lord, and unto the Lord I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down to the pit? Shall the dust praise thee? Shall it declare thy truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy upon me, Lord. Be thou my helper. Thou hast turned for me my mourning into dancing. Thou hast put off my sackcloth and girded me with gladness. To the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. And then the last one we'll do this morning is Psalm 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Bow down thine ear to me, deliver me speedily, be thou my strong rock for a house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress, therefore for thy name's sake lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privately for me, for thou art my strength. Into thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord God of truth. Luke 23:46 says, into thine hand I commend my spirit. I have hated them that regard lying vanities, but I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy. O thou hast considered my trouble, thou hast known my soul in adversities. And hast not shut me up in the hand of the enemy, thou hast set my feet in a large room. Have mercy upon me, O Lord. For I am in trouble, mine eye is consumed with grief, yea, my soul and my belly. For my life is spent with grief, and my years with sighing. My strength failed, but of mine iniquity and my bones are consumed. I was reproached among all mine enemies, but especially among my neighbors, and a fear to mine acquaintance, that they did see me without fled from me. I am forgotten as a dead man out of mind. I'm like a broken vessel. For I have heard the slander of many fears was on every side. While they took counsel together against me, they devised to take away my life. But I trusted in thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my God. My times are in thy hand. Deliver me from the hand of mine enemies and from them that persecute me. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant. Save me for thy mercy's sake. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. From the pride of man thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Well, again, this gives us great courage and comfort, doesn't it? You know, when he says, my times are in thy hand. My times are in thy hand. Oh, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust thee before the sons of men. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Oh, I'm thankful for the Psalms and the encouragement they give us in Christ. May the good Lord be with you this day is my prayer in a special way. God bless.